This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry coming to you today with an audio message that is actually from a message that was published back in December of 1994. Today's happens to be January in the year 2024, so that's almost 30 years ago that this message was published, but now I'm putting it in audio form. And the reason why I give you dates or tell you that from the time that this is recorded, from the time it was printed, is because in some messages I make references to occurrences that occurred during that particular time when the message was written, which may not be relevant today. But let me say this, when it comes to God's Word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never changes, irregardless of the circumstances or the time. But it's just the world events and things change and situations and change and so forth. So as we get into the message, if there are any occurrences that I need to address as to the times being different than they are today, I will let you know. But getting back to our message, our subject scripture is taken from St. Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 23. And in this passage of scripture we will find these words recorded: "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." The title for this message is Christmas, It's More Than Commercial. Christmas, It's More Than Commercial. As I think about the coming holiday, I look around at all of the publicity that goes along with it. First, there is the big Thanksgiving Day parade, which ushers in Santa Claus. Then there's all the special store hours and the sales, which both the store and the consumers look forward to. Then, of course, you have the credit card companies and the banks advertising low rates on loans and charge cards. It is a time when the whole focus on this holiday, Christmas, seems to hinge on one thing, and that is the stores, banks, and credit card companies making money and the consumers spending money. The stores say that the money they make during the holiday season, or this holiday season, the Christmas holiday season, makes up about 45% or higher of their entire annual sales. On the other hand, consumers abandon common sense when it comes to financial matters and put themselves into debt that will usually last past the next Christmas. The whole point is, Christmas is a time of giving. It is also a time to realize that without the greatest gift of all being given to us by God, there would not be a Christmas. That gift was God Himself giving us a chance to be redeemed from a fate worse than death. He gave us His only begotten Son. He wrapped Himself in a fleshly body and entered this life through a virgin by the name of Mary. Have you ever wondered why it is that around Christmas the demeanor of many people changes for the good? Why there is a higher incidence of people giving to charities? Why so many of us begin to feel something special down in the inside? We want to express it with gifts and such. Families that argue all year long come together during this season and heal wounds, or try to heal wounds and make a new start. Even some of the criminal element seems to get into the act. But it is not an act. It is a spirit. You see, money, even though it is nice to have, can't take the place of what a person is feeling on the inside. It can't be used as a barometer to gauge how much love a person has in their heart. We have the mistaken belief that the more money a person spends on us, the more they love or care about us. Companies count on this fact to make their money. Show that special person how much you love them, they say. This ring is the perfect gift, only $500. Your child will know that you really love them if you give them this toy. It only costs $200. The guilt trips that people can lay on you are innumerable. This is why so many of us go out and get into all types of debt, buying things that we can't afford to give to people that we wouldn't ordinarily want to give the time of day to. We know that we don't deserve it, but we do it anyway. We know that they don't deserve it, but we do it anyway. Why? That's the spirit of Christmas. Going out of our way to show how nice we can be. Well, God did the same thing for us. He gave us all He had, even though we didn't deserve it. We were alienated from Him. We were His enemies. We didn't deserve Him leaving His throne in heaven and coming down here to be subject to all of the trials and tribulations that we face in this flesh. Yet, that is just what He did, because that is how He felt about us. He wanted to do it. And it wasn't because we were so good or we laid a guilt trip on Him. It is simply because He is the epitome of love. Love is what got Him to do what He did. And it is not the type of love that can be bought by giving money. God's love for us goes far beyond what we can begin to imagine. And It was expressed on the day Christ was born. The announcement of the birth of Christ was the beginning of the fulfillment of a prophecy that dated all the way back to Adam and Eve, when God cursed the serpent and told him that the seed of the woman would bruise his head. It was the beginning of God's plan of redemption. It was the beginning of a plan that was put in place before man was even created. There is a lot to the celebration of this day. This day represents the beginning of yours and my salvation. Going out and buying a lot of presents, getting into debt, and running the risk of that the person that you give it to may not even use it and may even return it is missing the whole point to this particular day. The biggest shame about this is that in a sense, God has given you a gift and you are not even taking advantage of it if you are not saved. The gift is there for you to receive. What are you going to do? Let it just stay there, reject it, or receive it? It's all up to you. Receiving it is just a matter of saying a simple prayer and meaning it from the heart. That's the key, meaning it from the heart. Anybody can repeat words, but if you don't really mean it from the heart, it will do you no good. Anyway, you can be saved if you will simply repeat this prayer, meaning every word again, as I said, from the heart. Jesus, I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sinful ways. Will you come into my heart and cleanse me from all my sin and be Lord of my life? I accept you as Lord and Savior, and with your help, I will live my life for you. I believe that you were born of a virgin, that you died on the cross for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. Congratulations! You are now saved. The next thing you should do as an act of your obedience to Christ is to be water baptized in Jesus' name and seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which will empower you to live the life God wants you to live. But as of right now, your eternal destination is secure. So, remember, Christmas is a lot more than commercial. It is, quite frankly, a matter of life and death. Yours. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre closing out this message, and as usual, let me say, may God bless you and your families real good. Until next time, good day.